him time to clean his slate. Everyone deserves that, you know? And allowing him to finalize his samplings. And what he'll realize is that through all those samples, none of those samples can compare to me. See, unfortunately, there's only one me. And nothing can duplicate my energy, my vibes, my spirit, my touch. It's no comparison. On top of that, my heart is so clean. It's clean like water, my heart, you know? And every piece of my body is connected to each other. So my vagina is connected as well, and it's just as clean as water. And he seems to love water. Yeah, he does. He drinks water every morning. No matter what he does, he drinks his water, his big glass of water, maybe 20 ounces. So, yeah. I'm allowing him time to just clean up his slate so that when he comes to me, he can come to me as a complete man who is loyal and devoted and understanding and committed to our beautiful relationship. And when he comes to me, he will bow down on both knees, not just one, but both knees. And he'll bow down to me because I am a goddess. And he'll ask me that question. And as always, I'm going to say yes. Because he is the right fit for me. Regardless of the timelines, the errors, and how extremely far apart it is, we have an amazing, beautiful chemistry about us that I will say yes to him. And that'll be that. So that is part of my quest while I'm on this planet, is to experience true love. It feels like it. It feels like it's true love blooming, blossoming. Yeah. So yes, today dates May the 16th, 2020. Today's Saturday, and it's such a beautiful day. It's like close to 6 o'clock, I think. What time is it? Yeah, it's 6:13 p.m. The sun is still shining in the sky. It's getting a little weaker because it's like going down, you know, the sun is setting. So in this very moment, I'm so grateful, I'm so happy, I'm so blessed to be able to see all these beautiful green trees and hear the beautiful birds in the sky and the crickets, you know. So I feel very, very grateful, and I'm just full, and I'm in awe of me. I'm in awe of love. I'm in awe inside of my body. I feel really, really beautiful. I feel great. I feel blessed. And my wish is, and I pray that you can feel this and it makes you feel good too. So thank you for listening, and we'll connect again. Peace and love. Great morning. I woke up about 20 minutes ago. 20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes ago. And I'm listening to the birds. They actually woke me up. The sun is out. You know, this earth is so magical. And sometimes we take it for granted and we just like, you know, assume like, okay, well, the sun is out. Everything is what it is. It's been like this since I've been on this planet, on this earth. And, you know, where is the gratitude? You know, being present is so important. Being grateful for everything, for your breath, for your life. We hear this all the time, but do you really, really, like, can you really take it in into your heart? Can you really take that in? You know, too often, excuse me, we get so caught up into our jobs, our goals, our schedules, you know, all the things we need to take care of throughout the day. However, you know, how much time are we putting into taking the time to be grateful, to really look around, to look around, look inside of yourself and see how far you've come. Look deep inside of your heart and see how much you've healed. You know, get into your mind and touch base with how it's feeling, where your mind, where your thoughts are, how you're thinking. You know, touch base with your body, you know, and see how your body feels. What feels out of balance, your aura, your chakras, you know, everything about you. You know, look outside of yourself and look at everything that reflects you. Your home, you know. Taking the time to be grateful for even the little things, because what little things you have, someone may not have. What may seem so small to you is like huge to someone else. You know that's true. Have you been around someone who had like multiple or an abundance of things and you're like, wow, you got that? Oh my, you have this? And they're looking at you like, so? It's not a big deal. And I ain't got really nothing. Like, you should see what my neighbor has. My neighbor has this, 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 this. And you're like, oh, okay, right? There's more out there. But I say that to say that, you know, what you have may be huge to someone who has less than what you have. And I don't even think anything is wrong with having less than what someone else has, you know. I think something is not cool when there is scarcity. Because the truth of the matter is that all is divine and there is an abundance of everything that we need. So when there's scarcity, there is something going on in the mind that needs to be corrected. Something going on in the mind that needs to be balanced. You know, lately I've been caught up listening to a few people, you know, watching some videos. I've been kind of like really feeling young Pharaoh. He's been teaching me some things that I really appreciate. I really appreciate his perspective. I'm embracing the fact that everyone has a purpose here, and kudos to him for living out his purpose and doing what he's supposed to do, you know? It's important to be obedient, to practice obedience, and listen to the spirit within. The spirit within will never lead you wrong. Following your heart. It took me a long time to get to that point because I didn't trust my heart at one point. I used to always say my heart always get broken. But now I get it. I get it. I think it's more like fear. Fear led me to my heartbreak. Why do I say that? I say that because when I fed into the fear, into the world of fear, the shadows of worry, I started to think on those levels, on that frequency. I started to worry. I started to get insecure. I descended. I was spiraling out of control with my emotions and feeling lesser than, wasn't doing the work, wasn't really being present, being so worried about the future and stuck in the past of what he did that I forgot that the power is right now. The power is in the present. That's what broke my heart a few times in my life, was feeding into the fear, feeding into the shadows of worry and insecurity. And there's nothing sexy about that. There's nothing attractive about being in that world of fear. There's nothing attractive about that. So now here I am, and I'm trusting my heart, following the beat to my heart, trusting, allowing my heart to guide me, and then I'll let my mind follow, you know. So yeah, I learned a lot. I also learned from this beautiful sister, Treasure Moon, you know, well, Treasure Empire, excuse me. I learned from Siri City. I learned from a lot of different people. I'm learning from children as well, from my own children. And it just don't stop, you know. You just don't stop. You don't stop learning. You learn whatever you need to, you know. So, oh, good morning.
Mommy, I'm getting so big now.
I see you're growing up, King. Wow. You've grown a few inches more. Isn't that amazing when you go to sleep and you rest your body?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. How you feeling?
Feeling good.
That's good. Well, my sun is up, so I'm going to wish you all a beautiful, positive, productive, progressive day. Oh, my cat, Missy, she's ready for her breakfast. But I'll continue this. Right now, I'm in mommy mode, and I want you all to, I hope this helped, and I'll expand more on love, on relationships, on being present and not getting your heart broken through fear, because fear is a dead end road. There is no healing in that place. But please just know that when you trust your heart, it's limitless, and there is healing there. So I'm grateful to be in this moment, in this present moment, to share with you all and to let you know that the truth lies in the root chakra, and the truth lies in your fourth chakra, which is your heart. The root chakra, which is the womb for women, the penis for men. And let's just go from there and trust, you know, trust that everything is good, that everything will be fine. And with that, you listen to your host, Darcelle Turner.
I'm ready for food.
Okay. You're listening to your host, Light Darcelle Turner. I wish you all a beautiful, positive, amazing, uncommon day. Spread love often. Don't forget to do that. Peace. Peace, everybody. You're listening to your host, Light Darcelle. This has been some year, you know, 2020. I'm going through something and I want to share with you all. I just went through the most horrific storm that I could have ever experienced in my life. Interesting, you know. See, what happened was, I met this young man, and he was very charming and very intelligent and funny, you know. And we started hanging, you know, he became a friend. And we grew close. And I saw things in him. I saw a lot of potential in him. I believed in him. And I pushed him forward to become greater. And he made those moves. I was very impressed with him, his listening skills, and how he took heed to my advice. I thought that was pretty dope of him to take heed and actually put action behind it. So that was very impressive. I liked the fact that he used to just talk to me about everything that he was, not everything, but he would just, you know, be open with me. I learned later that it wasn't everything, because he was battling a few things going on within him. So I've been hurt multiple times by him, but I just kept giving him chance after chance after chance, you know, to the point where it had me spinning, to the point where things was moving so fast I couldn't even keep up with the last argument we had. Because we made up so quickly, and then we argued, and then we made up, and then, so arguments started to become more frequent because he started to pursue other women. When he started to pursue other women, it complicated our relationship. How did it complicate it? It's because I wasn't down with that. I told him I don't share, and you know, that's like kind of risky, you know. So that's where the incompatibility came in. Because I know, like, when a man allows himself to fall in love with me, I am more than enough. I am more than a woman. I can be 12 different women every freaking night. But he was young, so he doesn't see it, he doesn't understand it, he can't even fathom like how special what we had was. So what he did was he started like scouting out and pursuing other women, which made the energy shift with us. It lost its purity. But we, you know, we held on, we hung on, we kept trying to make it work. But the distractions of the other women were pulling on him so much where they wind up pulling him away from me. And I pushed him out. I pushed him out of my domain, my dominion. He started to change on me. They affected him. They infected him. I told him. I warned him. I told him, I said, if you're going to be running for councilman, if you're going to get into politics, you should be grounded. You need to be married, because if you're not, they're going to eat you alive. Them wolves out there will eat you alive. And now as I look at him, I don't even want to look at him. I haven't seen him in a couple of days. But sad, because he turned on me, he started to disrespect me in my own home, where I let him rest and have peace of mind. See, you can't buy peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can pay your money and go to a hotel. That's cool. But there's still energy up in there. You know, there's been thousands of people occupying that room. But in my home, it's a sacred space. It's a clean space. It's a beautiful place. It's a palace. It's my home. It's my dominion, my domain. So when you come through my doors, you feel peaceful. You feel recharged. You feel love. Love. Yeah, there's love here. That's the reason why he would come home every night, because of the love that was in this house, that's in my home. So now he's out there. I'm not holding on to him. I let him go so he can really see what he lost. He can see what's really out there. And what's really out there is not what's in here. It's going to be a matter of time before his conscious mind, his subconscious mind, his heart, his pride, his ego is going to die. And he's going to connect more with himself, because he's going through a spiritual awakening. If he's out there amongst the wolves, yeah, he's going to wake up. And he'll see. He'll see. So, in saying this, in speaking this, this was a very healing experience for me right now to talk about it. Because I'm always writing. But it's good that I use my voice. I want to give a shout out to John Ballett for telling me about that. He told me I should, he feels like I need to use my voice. So I'm using it. And I realize how powerful, you know, the words are. Words are very powerful when you know how to use it right. So with these words that I'm going to use and speak, I'm going to say that I wish him love. I wish him love. I send him love and I send him light. He needs it. I send him light so that he can find his way to the truth. I send him love so he can find his way to his heart. He's going through a lot. I'm not making up any excuses for him, but he's been through a lot. So much that it was spilling over into my life. And you know, I love to be happy. I love to be happy. I love to smile. I love to laugh. I love love. I love high frequency. His frequency was, it was spiraling downward because of the frequencies of the women that he was involving himself in. They had taken him down. Too heavy. I can't carry him. No. He got to find his way back before it's too late. So I'm about to go to sleep. I'm gonna head down south tomorrow. I'm excited. And I pray that we all find harmonious ground, that we find the balance and peace in our minds and in our hearts, and happiness and joy. I send us all love and light and forgiveness. Forgive. Hey, I forgive you for disrespecting me in my own home. I forgive you. So we have to forgive others because we need to be forgiven for our wrongdoings as well. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for your prayers. Thank you all for shining your light and being courageous about it and not dimming it, but shining your light like the sun. Like I said before, dimming your light is a selfish sin. Just imagine the sun doing some shit like that. That's mad corny. So I'm just saying, thank you, everyone, for listening, for connecting, tapping in, tuning in. Thank you for contributing. Whatever you're doing, I pray that you're contributing to the earth, to the planet that we live on. And let's just continue to send out beautiful, positive, awesome, powerful vibes. Let's just keep sending out positive vibes of love and magic and beauty and wonder and bliss.